two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
White dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my best buddy, my best little tiny niece.
Look at her.
What's wrong with you?
She's like a depressed pill bug.
I'm scared.
Of what?
Tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Because we're going to Austin, Texas. This will have aired already when we've
gotten
back.
Yeah, I know, but we can still express our feelings.
And you know
what?
You shouldn't be scared.
Did you? Bobby was panicking in the car.
Were you?
No, I wasn't. What was I doing in the car?
He was like breathing really fast, and then he was like, we're going to bomb tomorrow.
We are going to bomb.
Yeah, we are going to bomb.
But that's okay.
That's okay. That's
and here's why it's okay. We'll be together. Our whole
family. Did I say that in the car?
We're going to bomb together. Me, Bob, and Fancy.
If you were alone on the Titanic by yourself, it'd be scary.
So scary.
But with us?
So fun.
Not fun, but we'll drown together.
It'd be kind of fun.
We'd
make some jokes on the way down.
Yeah.
We'd be like, I bet you that fat guy's going to float. You
know what I mean? I know.
You'd make a few
You
cracks.
And I, though, you know what? We here's the fight, though. Mm. We're like in the second deck. The whole boat is submerged.
You and me are in the bottom of the boat.
The bottom, because we're working there.
We just got up to the
third
deck.
But you know how there's always that like little gap of air that people try to... Yeah. You and I will fight for that little tiny gap of air. We'll headbutt each other.
But then we'll end up kissing.
And
survive on each other's breath.
Yeah.
There's us on the boat right there.
That's us.
There's
us.
Bobby on the right.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you? You're not even on there. There's four Asians that died in the Titanic.
Wait, was there any Irish people that died on the Titanic? They were the scum on the boat.
Have you ever seen the movie Titanic?
Yes.
Did you see any Asians in that fucking movie?
No.
Those four guys were never represented.
Why did they not?
We should make another Titanic too.
Let's make our version.
Me? Who else should be in it?
Well,
there's some ugly Asians there. After they drowned? That looks like after they drowned.
That guy on the right looks like he has barnacles on his face, from the bottom of the boat, got stuck to his head on the way down.
Yeah.
And the guy next to the guy on the far right,
you know what that thing on his head is on the right?
Huh.
A shiitake mushroom.
They grow on them now?
No, they don't grow, but that's what they use when they do the walk.
Oh.
Yeah.
The guy to the left of him looks a little...
A little Yakuza.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He was there to kill somebody.
A little Yakuza.
Yeah. What's the guy in the second? He's the money guy.
No, that's obviously the money guy.
Yeah.
And the guy on the far left is this guy on the far left, he's the most debonair. That was their version of the handsome guy they sent out. Like, that's their James, that's their James Bond.
What if that was the Asian Rat Pack? They were doing a show at the bottom of it. You know what I mean? How would that sound like? You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
What's a song that they would sing?
Well, the Rat Pack?
Yeah.
Sing New York, New York.
I don't know the song. That's the problem.
I'll just say New York, New York over
New York, New York. You know what I mean? We never been there, but New York. You know what I mean? And then...
Concrete jungle where dreams are made up. Look at this.
Yeah.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Hey, Chang, I think there's water beneath our feet. Keep going.
I want to be a part of it.
New York.
Oh, my legs are wet.
I don't know why. Maybe you're so nervous you're peeing yourself. You mean?
These poor bastards. Show me the Irishmen that died on the boat.
These
scumbags.
What were they doing?
These potato fucking losers. They were definitely in the bottom of the... Irish that died on the Titanic.
One guy.
Here's one guy.
No.
One dude.
That's a whole family. Look at that. There they all go.
Oh, there they are.
Oh, that's me on the top right. Look at me in the top right.
Yeah, top of the right. Yeah. It's just so angry.
Look at all almost, look at open mouth breathers. Look at how dumb these people were.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going down? Do you ever get scared of boats?
No, because I can swim.
Okay. If you're in the middle of the fucking ocean, you can't swim.
In a pool, you can swim.
Yeah, but I can just float.
You think you float?
You float.
You do.
Listen, so what you're saying to me right now, Jules, is that in the Titanic, you're down there. You're the manager of the Rat Pack, the Asian Rat Pack.
Yeah.
I'd probably just die because it's so cold, so it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Bingo.
Yeah, you'd die for sure.
You'd be dead for sure.
I want to tell you something.
What?
Did I talk about this on the show that I watched my favorite documentary? I watched it again, the Someplace Like Heaven, about old people in Florida. Amazing.
What's it called?
A Place Like Heaven. I told you, some kind of heaven, way off. I talked about it on the show already.
Let me look at the cover. I think I've seen it before. Give me the cover of the DVD.
Absolutely beautiful.
Can I get the cover of the DVD? What the DVD looks like?
Well, it's not a DVD. It's on there. It's on Netflix or it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
Beautiful. About old people.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It just reminded me that, you know,
what?
We're going to die and we might as well soak it up while we're alive because who knows how long we'll last.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to end up on one of those like
retirement communities.
Yeah, there's no way.
Imagine you and I together, though. How much fun we would have.
They would
bocce nights.
We get kicked out.
We would get kicked
out. We would totally get kicked out. What would we do the late? We'd probably do the podcast.
We do old man podcast from late from an old fight, an old retirement
really
community.
Old bad friends. We change it.
Yeah. Very bad. Very old
bad friends.
There you are. There you are right now.
That's not me, man.
That's us on the podcast.
That's a native dude, right?
And that's me in the background. Well, let's tell the audience. Let's not kick around it. Bobby is going to do... How many episodes are you doing of Reservation Dogs?
I'm doing 2 episodes of Reservation Dogs. Why?
What's the character called?
Dr. Kang.
You're that. You're playing another Asian doctor?
Yeah, I'm a doctor.
Dr. Kang.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you believe that they think you could pass for a doctor? It's striking to me.
What do you mean?
Give me one doctor... Give me one medical term.
Okay, well, your metamorphosis is metastasized.
My metamorphosis has metastasized?
Yeah, and the tumor is metastasized and it's metamorphosized into a bigger tumor, and we need to really get the scalpel and remove the mass that's inside your colon.
Are you in my insurance network? Because I feel like I have to make sure that...
I don't know
if you're...
That's not believable?
Where did you go to medical school?
I went to Johns Hopkins University. Bob Hopkins? Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hodgkins?
I went to Bob Hoskins.
You had a Bob Hodgkin's disease?
Yeah, yeah. Bob Hodgkin's disease university. And we had a football team, the Hodgkin Hawks.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
the Hodgkin Strokes.
Stroke Hawks. And then
Stroke Hawks.
We were in the second division.
Which one?
Of the football league.
The second division?
Of the American National College Football League.
Division two?
Division two. We call it second division.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, tit for tat. And we won the conference. That's right. We did.
Who'd you guys play in the championship?
The DeVry, you know, the DeVry mesmerizers.
Oh, because they're mesmerized.
They mesmerize you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just talk you to death.
Right.
You know who could pass for a little doctor?
Who?
You could be a little doctor.
No.
Yeah,
okay,
you could.
So I'm a patient, all right? Just really focus on the improv here and commit to it, all right? So I'm a doctor and I have...
You're a patient.
Yeah, I have Lyme disease. Right? And you have to explain to me what that is. So, hey, Doc.
Mm. I'll be the nurse.
Yeah.
Doctor?
Yeah?
This is Mr. Bob Lee. As we spoke about before, all the vitals seem pretty normal, except for an unusually small epididymis. But everything else seems normal. The gentleman, blood results came back that he has, of course, Lyme disease. And would you like to take it from here and tell him what's going on?
Mm. Hi, Mr. Lee.
What's your name?
I'm Dr. Kuhn.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good start.
How's your day?
Well, I have fucking Lyme disease, but you other than that...
You don't know
you
that yet.
You still don't know.
You just said it.
To her.
Oh, that's right, but I overheard it?
Hey, she walked in the room.
Oh, that you're was in the hallway?
You're on the table kicking
was that in
your,
the hallway?
Yeah, you're on the table kicking your
start
legs
off,
on the...
Start over. You don't have to do your monologue again. Okay. You come back in. Come back in, right? Hello?
Hi, Mr. Lee. How are you?
Your name is...
I'm Dr. Kuhn. How are you?
I feel great. This morning, my little boy, 12 years old, Ramon, got the home run at the softball game and hit an old lady in the eye. We don't know what's going to happen to her, but he did win a trophy, and I'm very excited.
Okay. Okay, so you have Lyme disease?
Didn't hear a word you said about, like, didn't even acknowledge.
Didn't even register.
You were like, we could have killed someone. She's like, okay. Okay, so you have Lyme disease. Skipped right over it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You have Lyme disease? You know what that is? You don't have to be scared.
I don't? Because it seems like a serious thing.
I'll explain it to you.
Okay. Oh, sorry. My bad.
Don't be scared.
Okay.
Okay, so it's just a stage 3 type of skin disease.
Lyme disease is skin disease?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you asking the nurse? I'm the doctor.
I know, but I saw a documentary about Lyme disease. I also know somebody that has it. And it's not a skin, it's not a skin thing. But anyway, I might have a version that's...
I'm the doctor. Why are
that's
you?
True. My bad. My
why
bad.
Are you
why are you questioning Dr.
I'm not questioning you. I'm so sorry.
Don't be rude.
I had no idea that Lyme disease can go on the skin. Right? So that's all. It's like a rash.
Well, you get it. It comes through your skin from a...
Right.
You get it
from a... tick.
That's exactly right.
That's... I know that.
That is true.
Now I'm back on board.
Okay,
I'm back on board, doctor.
What you have is stage 3.
I have a stage 3 Lyme disease.
Yeah, which means you're going to die in 6 months.
6 months isn't bad.
Yeah.
So tell your son, congratulations.
Uh-huh.
And...
Wait, why is he congratulating his son on his death?
Wait.
From the trophy.
Yeah, wait, excuse me. Fuck my son, though.
Oh, no.
But what you're saying to me is that there's no treatment?
No. Because, well...
Because of stage 3?
No, because...
How many stages are there, doctor?
Yeah.
I'm still in medical school. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stage 4. There's
4 stages.
Stage 1, 2, 3, 4.
So 4, you just die immediately.
There's a cure. There's a cure.
In stage 3, you die in 6 months. What does stage 4 do?
An hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get like an
There's
afternoon.
A cure, though.
What is it?
There's a cure, but because you have... You're Asian?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Here it goes. Here's the racism. Here comes the racism. I knew there was racism involved in this. What happens?
Because
I'm Asian. What happens?
What's the color of a lime?
A lime is green.
Green?
Yeah.
But...
She thought a lime was yellow.
Yeah.
She legitimately
let her follow through.
I know.
Let her follow through.
It's not bad. It's still good.
Yeah, the lime is green.
But are there yellow? Are there yellow?
There
limes?
Are yellow lemons.
Let me tell you something. You're going to be green with envy when everyone else is alive and you're dead.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what's going on.
I'm just saying that there's no cure for.
Yeah, but what does the lime and the green have anything to do with it? Because you just mentioned it.
He's about to cry again, Doc.
We just mentioned it.
I'm just saying because you have yellow skin.
I have yellow skin and...
It might be the same as the lime.
Although lime is
like,
a green...
There's like yellow limes. So I'm saying...
Oh, they're yellow. I didn't know.
Because
can we have our
so
assistant
similar.
Look up? Is there yellow limes?
Are there yellow limes? Google it, please.
Just in case. Because
just in case. Because if that's true, then...
See?
There are...
Wow, the doctor's really excitable.
You don't have to be a bully about your education.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I now I'm aware, but please don't shame me because I didn't know. I just learned something new. I'm
Plus,
also dying in 6 months.
He's dying in 6 months.
Yeah. So since I have yellow skin and
lime.
I didn't know that the fruit lime had anything to do with it because I thought lime was disease was spelled L-Y-M-E.
Me too, actually.
Yeah. And not L-I-M-E.
Well, it sounds the same, so it's fine.
Okay, that logic.
Valid.
Yeah. So there's nothing I can do because I have the same color of skin as a fucking lime.
Yeah.
Now, doctor, since I'm in medical school, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
If I got it, being an orange person, would I survive?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Like,
but if he had orange disease.
Oh, no. If I had orange.
Yeah, orange disease. Right, that he would die, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're going to die in 6 months for real, what is your 6 months like?
Oh shit, that'd be tough, man. You want the real answer?
Yeah.
I'd probably have to like really get my life in order.
What do you mean by that?
I would go to my accountant's house, or office in Marina Del Rey.
His house is his office, but go ahead.
That's true.
I do know that. Cause...
I know you do. Okay, so I would go to his house then. You fucking asshole. And he's a legit guy. I would just sit there and go, let's just look at all my finances. I have to do a living will here.
Oh.
Yeah, so who gets what is the real question.
And who does get what?
I would go 50-50 with the house with Kalila and my brother.
So they split the house?
Yeah, if they want to sell it or
But she's it in it. So then he's not living. He's got to move in with her now?
No, I'm just saying that he's half owner. He could,
okay.
You know what I mean? My brother would get my car.
Yeah,
my new car.
The new car.
Yeah. I would also split my money, probably 60-40.
Your brother?
My mom and my brother.
But your mom, does she need your money? She's fine. She's not
I know,
gonna...
but it's just like, I can't die, and then my mom being, okay, what do I get? Nothing, because you're old.
Well, she is.
I know, but I know I got to give her something.
Well, you would just lie. Be like, no, the accountant's going to take care of you. But then by the time she finds you're dead, and she doesn't know any better.
So my brother, probably.
Yeah, your brother.
You know, and Jules, you would probably get some shoes.
A little bit of shoes. Yeah, just a couple of golden geese.
What else? What would you want that I have that if I died? What would you want? Be real.
Your PS5.
That's a big one.
Fuck, man.
You got to give her that one.
You got my PS5.
Or you could take that one with you. You know, people do get buried with stuff now.
Yeah, I want things buried.
So.
Yeah, I want a cat and a dog.
So a live one?
Yeah.
They die with you?
They could eat my corpse.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't want it also formaldehyde. I don't want any of that. I want to be organic. Mm.
So you want to be in one of those body suits.
When I want open casket, but organic.
Mm.
Right? So nothing's preserved. Right? I just want people to see who I really have become.
Rotting away?
Yes.
All right.
So I just want chunks of skin, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, and just, and I want people, everyone has to look.
Oh, and it says must look as you walk
you
in.
You must look.
If
you
don't look. Check this out, a big arrow pointing down.
I'm going to have, who's a big guy that we know?
Like famous?
Yeah, it's some guy to be able to direct people's heads into the...
Oh, strong. See,
if they look away, I know who. That big dude that works at the store. You know the guy, that the grizzly big bear. What's his name?
Who?
The gay one. You know there's that big grizzly dude. What's his name?
Merv?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but Merv is a big guy, right?
Big guy, yeah.
And maybe Guam. You know Guam at the store?
You know Guam made out with Paul Abdul? Do you not know this story? I feel like this is his story to tell, but he's not going to be on the show to be able to tell it. But for
why can't he be?
Why can't Guam be on the show?
I get it.
You know why.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a young lady present.
Yeah. So
why?
None of your business.
None of your business.
No, Guam is a guy that works at the store. He's a great
comic.
Dude.
He's literally Guam.
I love him. He's great.
Yeah.
This has happened. I can't believe you don't know the story. Like a week and a half ago, Paul Abdul shows up to the Comedy Store, wasted, and I mean wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And she shows up with like three different girls, and Guam is the only person up at the front. And he's like, "Hey, ladies, do you guys?" Are you coming into the show?
Does Guam represent, I mean, not represent, recognize Paul Abdul?
Of course, immediately. Okay, but that's why he was like, what are they doing out on the sidewalk? They were just hanging out drunk.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you guys coming into the show?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, we want to watch comedy, but you know, like where should we go? And he's like, let me take care of you. So he walks her around to the back. I wish we could call him. I don't have his number. He'll tell you this whole story. Walks them around to the back, okay, gets them a booth,
mm-hmm.
and makes a joke and says, what do we want for breakfast tomorrow? Like as if they're all going to have a sleepover. And she's loving
it. Very funny.
Dude, she laughs, grabs his arm, and pulls him close and is laughing, cracking up, loving it.
Okay, I don't know if it's that funny, but...
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
He sits them down. He goes, let me get you guys a round of drinks. Gets them a round of drinks.
Great move.
Dude, gets them a round of drinks. Yeah. Get ready.
You always give the alcoholic more alcohol.
He puts the drinks down, and she kisses him right in the mouth.
But not make out.
No, kisses him on the lips, but get ready.
Yeah.
Then he thinks she must be just goofing around.
Yeah.
Walks away.
Yeah.
Then when he comes back, she wants him around all the time. She's like, take me out here. Guam is escorting Paul Abdul around the Comedy Store. And look at me in the face when I say this. Kissed him no less than 10 times. There are multiple witnesses. Multiple witnesses.
Tongue kissing.
Kiss all over the place. Just kissing, 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 kissing.
That's insane.
Get ready. It gets even better.
Okay.
By the end of the night, they're ready to go, and she's getting in a car or whatever.
Yeah.
He's flirting with her even more because now he's like shooting a shot.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, let me just get your number. She gives him her number. I am not making this up. And he kisses her again in the car, and all her friends are like, ooh. And he's been texting with Paul Abdul.
Okay, can I say something?
This is 100% a true story. Right.
And nothing against Guam. I really like him.
Yeah.
How can
we call him?
I really like him, right?
Yeah.
But it's like a story. This is the story that I heard, Paige. You know, Cate Blanchett?
Mm-hmm.
She met with a homeless person.
Babble.
Hey, Andrew. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers.
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
Now, thanks to Babble, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language.
It's incredible, man. They got 15-minute lessons that make it the perfect way to learn a brand new language on the go. These language learning apps use AI for the lessons planned, but Babble... They're different. They were created by over 100 language experts, man.
It's science, Betty. It's been scientifically proven to be effective.
That's cool.
With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish.
Espanol.
French.
Francais.
Italiano.
And German.
German.
Babbel speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. So, right now, you can save 60%, more than half of your subscription when you go to babbel.com/badfriends. That's babbel.com/badfriends. And I got to tell you,
love it.
I'm trying to learn some Italiano before I go back to Italy.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because I want to go see where the Godfather got shot. I want to go see the Godfather. Go to babbel.com/badfriends for 60% off your subscription.
Are you looking at me?
Babbel, you're looking at me.
Are you looking at me?
You're looking at me.
Are you looking at me? To me?
I don't think it's a line in the movie. Babbel, language for life.
Upstart.
Did you ever have high debt, Bob?
Oh, my God. I've always had high debt.
I mean, at one point, you were way up there.
But with Upstart.
Yeah. Well, Upstart, what you can do, you can find an easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan done all online. If you're paying off a credit card or consolidating high interest debt or funding personal expenses.
What would you do if you didn't have high interest loans or credit card debt?
Feel free from the chains of financial
But with Upstart, you can pay off your existing debt quickly and easily and start living your life, Andrew.
Pretty easy. I bet a lot of our fans are probably in debt, as so many people are in this country, especially after Pandy Wandy. And I got to tell you, rather than looking at a credit score alone, Upstart considers other factors like your income, your current employment, and your credit history to find you a smarter rate for your loan. You can check your rate without impacting your credit score, which is huge because every time you get dinged, it stinks. For loans between $1,000 and $50,000. So if you're looking for that path to financial freedom, let Upstart be the place to help you get there.
Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends.
That's upstart.com/badfriends. Do not forget to use our URL. Let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, certain other information provided in your loan application.
upstart.com/badfriends. I mean, it's not that much of
He's a lovable dude.
He's a lovable dude. Very funny. How shocking it is to me.
He's been texting with Paula Abdul.
Do you know Charlie Hill?
No. Who's that?
So Charlie Hill was the only Native American stand-up comic, right? So, okay, so there he is.
Is he the guy that cried in the trash commercial?
No. bro. Yes. bro. If anyone, people listening are too young, right?
Well, show a clip of that. In the 70s, was it? They did like a don't litter commercial.
Right. So it was a commercial. You'd be watching cartoons. And then all of a sudden you'd see, you know, a Native American man on a horse.
There he is.
You know what I mean? On a cliff. Right? And he would see trash.
Well, cars would drive by and they would throw trash. Look at he's in a canoe. He's canoeing down the LA River there after a strong rain. And look at all that trash.
Yeah.
Pan out. Look at all the boats and the oil and look at all the destruction that the white man has done. That's all of it right there.
Yeah.
And I agree with all that, by the way. Look at that. Mucking it up. He can't even get to the shore. Oh, my God. There's trash at the shore.
Trash at the shore.
Drags up his canoe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me. I've done that before. I've literally done that before.
Oh,
one tier.
One tier.
Now, imagine that guy.
Keep America Beautiful, the cab org.
Imagine that guy now. Looking at LA now, he would just be not one tear, he would just be in a trauma.
By the way, can we go back and show real fast the amount of trash inside of that fucking bag? Who throws away that? Look at how much fucking trash.
That's insane.
Look at all that.
Yeah, why do you put a pumpkin inside
eating
a
pumpkin in her
bag?
Car?
Yeah, that's literally a pumpkin in there.
That's such a comical amount of trash.
Can I just say this too? With this bullshit editing, right?
It is bad because the bag is empty.
He threw out a bag that was obviously empty, and then they throw down a gigantic.
So this is propaganda once again. Right. Empty bag.
Nothing in there. There's no orange. There's nothing in there, right? And then now cut to editing.
Full huge
fucking bullshit.
Entire
CGI.
Bag. I think there's a dragon's head.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's insane.
You don't know that. You've never seen that campaign.
No.
That was a big deal. And also, by the way, it worked. It worked because it made people feel bad. And I think that was probably part of the inspiration for now. The littering fines are huge when you litter.
So Charlie Hill, right?
God bless Charlie Hill.
That dude made love to the original Wonder Woman.
Oh, what's her name? Linda Carter? Is that right?
Yeah, Linda Carter. That's a sad thing. That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So Rich made love to Linda Carter.
Not Rich. Charlie Hill.
Rich Hill. Charlie Hill.
Yeah.
Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hill was a stand-up comic.
Grant Hill.
Okay. And his opening line was, "Hey, how are ya? Hey, how are ya?"
Fuck off.
I swear to God, that was
but
his opening
he made love to Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Would they date it or was it
because
just a hookup?
This is honestly, dude, back in the 70s, right? Comedy was so hot, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you remember the Comedy Store, you could make, I'm not kidding you, if you did just the Comedy Store alone, you played Westwood, Hollywood, San Diego, and Vegas in just a year, you could make $250,000 a year.
Fuck you.
Yeah, in the 70s, if you were doing stand-up.
That's like $10 million.
I know. That's how hot comedy was. And if you just did stand-up on like a Tuesday night, they just threw pussy at you.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? And he was the only Native American, and probably, she probably watched that fucking commercial with the fucking Native American crying.
And he was really good looking, that guy, by the way.
Yeah, who?
That fucking Charlie Hill. Charlie Hill.
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy.
One of the nicest guys in the world.
I get that she would want to hook up with him. It's no wonder she would want to hook up with him. Look at that guy. Beautiful head of hair, great body.
Yeah, back then. Look at
right?
Him. Back
yeah. Rudy says he's hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a hot guy.
I like his hair.
You like his long, wavy hair.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? I mean, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm sure he killed.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, because I knew him when I started.
He was still around still.
Oh my God, one of the nicest guys in the world, man.
Is he alive? Is he gone?
No, when he died maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and right before he died.
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, what are you
laughing? I came and visited him.
Where?
At the hospital in Scripps.
Oh, he,
yeah, and I had a bag full of trash. And I just dumped it on his
body. And then Betty just starts slowly crying.
Just dumped it on his body.
Bobby, please, no.
No, I didn't do that.
By the way, you're going to get canceled off of the Reservation Dog show now. We made so many Native American jokes.
I didn't make any.
We're kidding.
Yeah, I didn't make any. Everything's fine.
Are you excited to go do that show? In Oklahoma, no less. They shoot on a res, huh?
Yeah. What's amazing about that show is that...
Kirk Fox.
Yeah, Kirk's on it. Bill Burr's on it.
Burr's on it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's great.
Mark Maron's on it.
Mark's on it?
Yep.
No, I'm
kidding. And, yeah, what's great about it is that it's the whole writing staff is Native.
Everyone.
Yeah. The director is Native.
Good.
The showrunners are Native.
Good.
Yeah.
It's about Native culture.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they hired a Korean guy.
You're literally... Well, the reason why they did is because, you know, Sterling, the showrunner, he grew up on the reservations. And for some reason, all the doctors are Korean.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are the Korean doctors on
the res? I don't know why. Maybe Koreans are lazier than the Chinese doctors.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
I mean, there's Mahjong there.
Yeah.
You guys love gambling.
We do. Yeah,
you love gambling.
Yeah.
Which Asian culture loves gambling the most? Chinese, right?
Yeah, the Chinese love it.
And they're good at it.
They're pretty good at it.
Because I go to the casino and I see them, they're fucking high rolling big money, the Chinese.
Yeah. I just don't like the Chinese dealers.
Why?
They're just so arrogant.
The attitude?
When they win.
Well, they also fucking...
Blackjack! When they win.
They love to watch
in
you
your
lose.
Face. Blackjack! Right in your face. Yeah, I don't like it.
They love to take your fucking money whenever you lose, and they always go, oh,
yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah. But you gamble good?
You know, honestly, every time we play a casino, I still can't get over looking at Carlos with hair. Did you not say anything to his new hair?
You saw it last night.
Oh, you saw it.
Did they glue it to your head?
It's glued. I have to put like a solvent on it. It's a whole thing.
That's glued to your scalp?
Yeah, it was like a professional.
Yeah, it's going to stay on for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
But I'm taking it off tonight.
Why?
Because I'm going to Texas tomorrow. I don't want to.
I think it looks good.
Are you going to be on stage with us?
I mean, no, I'm just going to take pictures and stuff.
Right. I think it'd be cool that you would have that because they would be like, because they know who you are, some people, because you do Trash Tuesdays as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think it'd be funny just to have the fucking toupee.
I like it without the hair.
Yeah, I feel like women like me natural and all the guys are like, keep the hair.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, first of all, I didn't know it was glued to your head. I thought you could just take it off. Are you going to would you style it? Can you style it?
I could go get a haircut or something like that.
Yeah.
But
I think it looks good, though, don't you?
I mean, I
feel like I don't believe Bobby.
No, I feel like, dude, because I've known you for a very long time, okay? And whatever, your head's great. You know what I mean?
Thank
but what I'm saying is that what I can't believe is that it looks realistic.
I don't know if it does. Really?
Yeah, because no, it's because you're so used to looking at it, right? But if like somebody didn't know you, you wouldn't know that that was a toupee, did you? Would you?
He just looks more like a creep.
Really? And that balding fucking incel look that he had before is fine?
Let me see. Pull it back and let's see what it looks like.
Oh, that looks weird. That doesn't look natural.
And it's glue.
Yeah, it's glue.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I ripped it off.
It would hurt like hell.
Yeah, I think like the hair I have would like be ripped off with it.
Right yeah.
Mm.
So I think that's what I would do though if I was balding.
What?
Just do that vibe. I like that. Because you could change it around. You could do
But I mean, the glue part, that's like, in it, you have to rip it off your fucking head?
Yeah, well, I have to get a Q-tip, put solvent at the end, and then slowly, like, put it into my head and then take it off. Like, peel it off slowly.
Mm. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, it's going to be a long night.
I want to share something with you that happened to me today in therapy.
I'd like to share something with you that happened to me as well.
Go share first, then.
No, I'd love you to share first.
Please share first.
Please go ahead.
I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I say I'm going to share something, don't double down and say you're going to share something.
Okay.
That's what I...
Is that what you learned in therapy?
That's what I learned in therapy.
Sounds like it's really hitting strides.
No, no. So I have really deep... Because, you know, I have the OCD thing and the obsessive compulsive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've been doing is... you know, I used to like touch doorknobs 3 times, touch Kalila 3 times, you know, with my feet. You know, turn around in the movie theater. You know all my little things.
Yeah, your
cracks, ticks, and this and that, right? So over the last 3 months, I've just weeded that out of my life. So if I touch a doorknob, right, I just go, don't touch it again.
You leave it alone.
Yeah, and it passes, the feeling.
Really?
Yeah, and now it doesn't happen.
Did you think if you didn't touch it, someone would die? You know, that's a common thing. People think like something bad's going to happen.
Something worse.
What?
Die slowly.
Oh, that, like, oh, you would like,
yeah,
the, like
Lyme disease.
Oh, from the skin kind. 6 months.
Yeah, the skin kind.
Stage 3, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Dr. Kuhn.
This is something, yeah, Dr. Kuhn told me. But something dreadful. I don't, it's not a specific thing like, but something bad is going to happen if I don't do this.
Right.
And if I do it, something good's going to happen.
Right, like the world will be good again.
Yeah, or you know, I'll
like
get
like you're the butterfly effect.
Yeah, I'll get a Marvel movie.
Well, we know that's not.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's helped me audition for like 3 Marvel movies and never get them. Never even call back. Anyway, let's move on.
You're in Borderlands is a huge movie.
Yeah,
I mean that's huge. Is it not?
It might be.
But that's like a isn't that from the world of?
It's not. It's a video
it was
game.
A comic book though.
It's a video game.
Oh, I thought it was a comic book.
Yeah. Anyway, so. But what it's what my OCD has turned into is something very weird.
What?
It's if you look at my drawers in the kitchen, and she's seen the boxes. I literally have like if you work like I have more sunflower seeds than you would see at a Walmart or something.
You're filling your drawers with sunflower seeds.
Not just filling them. I have like store boxes.
Why?
I'm obsessed with it.
Are you chewing them all day long?
Yeah. And so at nights.
Are you spitting them out or are you chewing
them?
Yeah.
So I have jars next to my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I fill them with sunflower. But the thing is there's so much salt in it.
Yeah.
That it hurts my neck. So I can't sleep. And I wake up super sick. I feel sick.
You're eating enough sunflower seeds to hurt your neck?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think I think if we called them, they'd be like, we've never heard of that before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because, you know, I had a glue thing.
I know, but glue, you weren't eating glue.
I know, but I was still obsessively doing it. So it's the same version of why I'm doing it.
Can we get you back on glue?
No, no. I'm trying to weed out all that because they're all.
But it sounds like you're supplementing one thing for another.
That's
thing.
Exactly what I'm doing.
Well, right? So.
That's what, exactly what yeah, yeah.
They're very healthy. They've got, look at that, rich in nutrients, sunflower seeds, relatively high in calories.
These are the downsides. Yeah.
Sprouted seeds, stool blockages. Oh, have you been able to poop?
No.
When was the last time you pooped?
Days.
You haven't pooped in days?
Yeah.
Well, let's get you a stool softener.
Like, in fact, I was at the In-N-Out. Oh, first of all, I went to In-N-Out last night. I have a couple of qualms.
Well, there's a stool softener right there.
Yeah, yeah, I have a couple of qualms, okay?
Go ahead.
I have things that have happened.
A couple of qualms? Yeah. Paul Abdul's qualm?
Yeah.
What?
Is qualm a word?
Yeah, qualm. Yeah, you're right. A couple of qualms.
Okay. Number one, I went to the In-N-Out, and my number was 27, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they called number 90.
Yeah, I fucking hate when they do that shit.
You know, and I'm sitting there with, I'm like 27. I already, because I heard one, you know what I mean? Maybe 30 minutes ago.
24.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's 90.
486.
Yeah.
I fucking hate
so I
that.
Walk up to them, and I, and it's also at In-N-Out. If you're not from California, you don't have an In-N-Out there. They have two things.
Yeah.
A single hamburger or a double hamburger or fries. There's no onion ring. That's all they have.
Yeah.
That's what they're making. Right? So it's like, I'm like, hey, I finally went up there. I had the courage. You know, I had the courage to do it.
The balls.
Yeah, and I go, I, you're at 90 and I'm 27. I just got a double cheeseburger, right? And they're like, it's coming. Meanwhile, they're 90 is the same thing, you know what I mean, as what I got.
Just take 90.
So I go, can I get 90? They're no. And then they talk to the manager, this and that. We got to remake it. We don't know what happened.
You didn't make it in the first place.
It got to 109. And I finally got it.
27 was sitting that long. You got passed by everybody.
Yes. Wow. I was there for an hour. Okay, so that's my number one qualm.
So wait, do you have something to say to In-N-Out? Go ahead and say it to your camera and tell them.
I'm just saying, you know, listen, you don't make a lot of shit. So if, how about this? After 20 numbers pass, right? If I'm, you know what I mean, the guy waiting, I should just be able to grab the next thing that
whatever's
comes up.
Whatever's there.
Yeah.
In fact, I think In-N-Out, if they wanted to make it more efficient, because they just make burgers and fries.
Yeah.
They should just keep making them and people just come up and grab whatever they need. Just pay and grab what you need.
But you need a ticket.
Why? Fuck it. At some point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just pay, grab what you need.
I know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Pay and grab it and go.
What you do is
charge one round number, yeah. $20. Because you can never eat $20 of In-N-Out on your own.
You to get in the building, you have to pay $20.
And then have much as you want.
You can get anything you want.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it would be a free-for-all because all of a sudden some fat guy comes in. It's a free-for-all.
Yeah, but let him... but by the way...
Oh, we would stand back.
We'd have a fat section.
Oh, there's different division.
No, but I think they should... In-N-Out should really... What if you did $20? Because what is an average meal at In-N-Out? $8?
$12.
$10? Yeah. So $20 is way more than you would spend. But I'd pay $20 just to just be able to grab stuff and go.
That'd be great.
Wow.
Yeah. But people would fight over like one comes and they'll what happens if I touch it first? I touch it first.
There's a bouncer at the door and we're only letting in so many people at a time. So it's not chaos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You regulate how many people get in.
Right.
Is this good, Rudy? Would you do this?
Yeah.
You do that, right?
Can I be like one of the securities and if they don't follow, I can just...
Hurt them? Yeah, you better believe it.
Of course.
You better believe it.
But the knives as well. You're good at knife play. Here's my second qualm. And I don't know. I'm not going to name the person.
Please.
All right, I can't.
Please.
I was at the Improv last night. It's a comedy club in Hollywood.
You were at the store before, right? Didn't I see you?
I didn't have a spot at the store.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two nights ago.
Yeah. Anyway, I was at the Improv, and I'm closing out the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The woman before me, who's a friend, did 40 minutes.
No.
She was supposed to do 15.
I know who it was.
And I went up to the manager, who I love. By the way, if you go to the Improv, you go down the hallway, there's two pretty good photos of me and Andrew side by side.
They put us together. It actually warmed my fucking heart. Right in the hallway, yeah. We're together.
And, you know, when I first moved to LA and I went to the Improv, they wouldn't even let me in that club.
Same.
And it's really cool to see in the main hallway our photo.
I know. I love it.
Colorized. It's great.
So wait a minute.
So
you knew this person was dropping in or no?
She was on the lineup.
Oh, she was?
Yes.
Wow.
Right. So
that's fucking mean.
So I walked up to the manager and I'm trying to see, here's this deal. I'm trying to be cool, mindful, and grown up about situations because before I would have made a stink.
You would have freaked the fuck out.
But now I'm going, calm down. Let's do this just like as a normal human being.
Sure.
Right? No revenge. I love revenge. Koreans love revenge.
I know, but you're also storing it up a little bit.
No. I walked up to
you let this go.
No, I went to Rita and I go, hello. She's like, hi. I go, when can I leave? How long do you wait until a comic goes, all right, I can't wait any longer?
I think, okay, look, the spots are 15 minutes.
Yes.
I think if you've done two spots, if you've done 30 minutes, yeah. I'm going to go home.
Right.
I'm going to go home. And you waited 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Like 35 minutes.
Yeah, I think 30 is the cutoff. If you double the spot, then I'm going to leave.
Right, and she's like, please don't go. Right? And so I stayed.
You're very sweet.
Right. But then this is what I did, and I don't know if this is healthy or not. right?
I'm gonna. My guess is no.
MeUndies!
I love MeUndies. It's the only underwear I wear, guys.
It's what I'm wearing right now under my jeans.
Imagine this, Andrew. Scented candles, soothing spa music, a warm but not hot cup of green tea, a fresh pair of comfy undies.
Ooh.
These are all important aspects of practicing self-care.
Big time.
Yeah.
And I'm a self-care guy. Lean into loving yourself with the free-to-join MeUndies membership and receive a fresh new pair of undies delivered right to your door every month, hassle-free. New undies!
They're comfortable, and also I love their patterns and their designs. They're cute.
Well, because we're children, we like the colors.
Yeah, we love the colors. They really are comfortable, and they breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it can feel challenging to take care of yourself in the way you deserve, Andrew, which is why the MeUndies membership was designed to make your life easier. With free shipping and returns on every order, savings on virtually everything they make, exclusive sales, and early access to their newest stuff, it's the ultimate way to ensure you start off every day in total comfy bliss.
And they got sizes available in extra small up to 4XL for the big ones. With new prints dropping monthly, there's always something new to try. Get super soft undies, bralettes, or socks shipped right to your door and live a little bit more comfortable life. Thanks, self. Take care of yourself. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off for a limited time. If you sign up for their free-to-join MeUndies membership, you get 25% off your first membership item.
To get the 25% off your first membership item or 15% off your first order and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/badfriends.
That's MeUndies.com/badfriends. Buffy!
Oh my God, the best thing that you've ever done for
me. The only right thing I've ever done in our history
is you
of
gave
our friendship.
Me a Buffy comforter, and it's the one that we use.
I know. I have.
That's the one I make love with and I sleep in.
What?
That's right.
I wish you would make love to me with a
Buffy
with
makes bedding that is super comfy and super sustainable.
It is.
We
it
spent
is.
Sleepless nights worrying about the impact the bedding industry has on the environment, so we decided to change it. Our products are made using only renewable and recycled materials, which makes them as soft on the planet as they are on your bed.
Their debut product, the Cloud Comforter, is covered in super soft eucalyptus fabric and filled with fluffy fiber made from 100% recycled bottles. So while you're drinking water bottles out there, Buffy's collecting them and making the most comfortable comforters I've ever had in my entire life.
This comforter has 18,000 five-star reviews. Customers agree it is the softest, fluffiest comforter they've ever tried.
Softer than cotton. It's sustainable. It's hypoallergenic. It's machine washable. It does so many of these things. And also, it's the best. And I'm dead serious. Bob and I both really love it. And
It's softer than down, man.
While keeping approximately 50 bottles out of landfills and oceans.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. The average down comforter harms 12 geese. Oh, but the Buffy comforter is cruelty-free. Hey.
Yeah.
You can try a comforter in your own bed for free. If you don't love it, return it at no cost whatsoever. Bob, tell them where to go to get it.
For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit Buffy.co and enter bad friends.
That's right. For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit Buffy.co and enter the code
bad friends. You could tell on stage, even though it was getting laughs, right? I would, you know what I mean? I would go back and
Make fun of the person.
And make fun of the person.
Yeah, I think that's all fair.
But in a hostile kind of way, which was getting laughs.
Like, what would you say?
Well, she was doing a thing where she was trying to improvise on stage, right? So she was, you know, walking up to everyone in the audience and going, what's your sign?
Your astrological sign.
And someone would go, Pisces, and she would make the way they make fun of the way they would say it. And so when I went up on stage, every once in a while, in between jokes, I would go, what's your sign to people?
Oh, that's funny. No, I think that's funny.
And then just look at the crowd like what?
So if somebody was like, Aquarius, what do you say?
No, they wouldn't. I would say, what's your sign? They would get automatically a laugh because they know what I was making fun of.
Was that person still in the room?
No, she had gone.
Of course she did. I'm making a joke.
Right, right.
Yeah, so they don't even know you did it, and it's just funny. And I think that's harmless.
Well, now they know because I said it on this podcast.
That person doesn't listen to this podcast.
That is true.
I'll bet my fucking bank account.
My life.
No.
But so what I'm asking you, right, is what is the healthiest thing to do in that situation?
See, I think you handled it right. You waited. You spoke to the manager. That was mature.
Yeah.
You didn't freak out. And you said, hey, is it like I kind of want to leave.
Yeah.
Because this is not okay.
Mm.
And that's healthy.
Mm.
And then when you got on stage, light ribbing in our world, I think is fucking totally kosher. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
You weren't being rude or mean.
Yeah.
You were, you know what? It's an homage. You were just tipping the hat like, hey, remember that joke? I'm doing that too because obviously I don't know anything about science.
Well, in the beginning I was just like, one more time for her 1 hour special.
Funny.
Gotta laugh, right?
Funny.
Get the thing, you know what I mean? But in my heart I was just like, you're just really kind of angry and kind of resentful.
Okay, I'll tell you this.
And it's coming out in a weird way.
Doesn't sound angry. Does that sound angry to you?
No.
If a comic goes too much time, and you don't know a lot about this, but if you're an audience member and you see a comic do a lot of time, you know it's more than the other comic.
She doesn't know the difference.
No, listen. A comic does more
she
than the other.
She hates comedy clubs.
Let me try it.
Okay.
A comic does more time than the other ones. And you're like, wow, this is a lot longer.
Yeah.
And then the next comic that gets on makes a few jokes about how long it was.
Mm-hmm.
Is that gonna, are you going to be like, why would he do that? Are you going to go, that's funny if it's funny?
I would laugh.
Yeah, you'd laugh. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a good barometer for almost everything.
Have you done that?
Made fun of the only time I've ever made fun of the comic before me is when they say something about me.
Ah.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Like, I told you, me and Maren do this thing every time he brings me on.
Yeah. Every time. You make fun of me when you bring me on.
Yeah, but you're one of my best friends. That's different. That's but true. if it's someone I know, but it's always sweet. I've never had a case where somebody said something fucked up and then I went up after and said something mean. But I have had something where a comic, I told you this, that I had to.
Tell me.
Well.
Because I'm going to tell you another thing.
I think I've told it. I played the United Center in Chicago with Rogan, and being back in Chicago was big deal. It was huge.
Yeah.
And we were with another comedian, and look, he had to go cold, which sucked. He had to open cold. It was super fucking hard in an arena where there's still seating. And so he was kind of struggling through it. He was trudging. Like, and he was doing a good job to his credit. But like, it was still hard because they're talking, they're sitting, they're getting beer and popcorn, and it's like fucking, it's an arena. It's nuts. Mm. And as he's getting off, they're slowly still settling in and chatting. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? What am I going to do now? Because I have to do this uphill battle.
Fucking terrible.
So I made a couple jokes about him, and they loved it. And he was okay with it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't mean.
Yeah. What were the jokes? Just throw one out.
I was like, you know, no, I didn't say anything crass.
Okay.
But he took it the right way because I needed to like use whatever. I said something about the last thing he said about me to bring me on because it was like I was in a fucking weird spot.
Yeah. And were you family there?
Yes. Yeah. And I felt bad though.
That's always embarrassing.
Immediately I was like, fuck, if I don't say anything to piggyback what he said, I'm going to be another guy out there just kind of struggling to get their attention.
Right.
Because they were waiting for fucking Rogan anyway.
And then afterwards your family has to go, you did fine.
Ugh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, the elements were against you, but I thought I ended up doing
good because of it. So yeah. I will say he kind of helped me. He did this thing, like helped my foot jump so I could.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, this mm-hmm. is a problem I had this weekend. I don't think we've talked about it, right? And I'm going to throw a name in. And you don't have to cut it out, right? Because it's not against him, okay? But, so I'm at the store. I think you know the problem.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Why did that look?
Just go ahead.
All right, I will. All right, so I'm about to go up. You know, at my club that I started at.
It's your home club.
It's my home club, right? Yeah. And the manager walks up and she said, you're not going up right now. And I go, okay, why? Perhaps may I say. You know, in the most healthy way, you know what I mean?
Very polite.
Yeah, perhaps may I say why the circumstances, why? Right? And she says, because Aziz is going up.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say something about Aziz. Okay? Very funny man.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really talked to him much in my life, but I don't know why. Every time I see him, we hug.
That's nice.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know what I mean? And he's said really, his intros have always been really, like, really cool.
That's nice.
Really nice.
Yeah.
But I go, why? Which you would ask, do I have a say in it? And right. they go, nope. He just gets to go up before you.
Hmm.
Right? So the rage comes up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then I have to pull over Marc Maron because Marc Maron.
Well, he'll support any kind of rage.
Yeah, yeah. He loves rage.
Loves.
He lives in rage.
Loves.
Right? And I knew that once I said it, he would go off a little bit. Right? So I needed to hear that.
Sure. It's
right?
support.
And he feeds into my mind like, yeah, you're right. Like, that's what I, you know what I mean? I shouldn't have done that. There's boundaries or whatever. Yeah. Right? And so I wrote a text to the talent coordinator and see if this is something that was adult-like.
Okay.
Okay. I said, may I have a list of all the comedians that have the power
to bump?
To bump.
Yeah.
Because 2 weeks before that, before Chris Rock did, you know, got slapped in the face.
What?
I don't know if you know. But, you know, Friday and Saturday, he bumped me twice, which I didn't have a problem with because it's
He's Chris Rock.
Right?
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, I don't have a problem with it, you know? And Bill Burr, I probably don't have a problem. There's just certain people I don't have a problem with.
Yeah, okay? I think Bill's probably one of them that's okay to
bump. Oh, that's okay,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's fucking huge.
I think because I don't have a relationship with Aziz.
That's what it is.
I think that's what it is. That I might have. He's also not a store guy.
That's also
another thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Thing.
And I asked her. I never got the list. I never got the list.
We should call her live on the show and ask what.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I think we should.
She would lose her mind. She'd have a panic attack.
I know, but
phone.
My point though is that don't you think? That if all the clubs, I talked to Orny Adams about it.
If all the clubs had a list that said, here's people that can bump you.
They just, you know, Sarah Silverman, I mean, the list,
sure.
Right? So when it does happen, you know what I mean? I know I can refer to the list.
Refer to the list.
Yeah, and I can go, Jimmy Walker is on the list. You know what I mean? This can happen, you know what I mean?
It's numbered so that when they come up to you, they go, five's bumping you. And you go to the kitchen.
Right, you're and right. You go, and you look at, five is?
Five is bumping me. Yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't know five was in town.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know Carrot Top was in town. Yeah. So yeah, he has the ability. My point is that I think the comedy clubs should have a list. Mm-hmm. Because there are some names, right, that are...
You're a little unsure.
On the border.
Right. You think Aziz is on the border.
No, he's done... Okay, I want to say this. Okay.
Here's what it is. Aziz...
He's funnier than I am. He's done more in the business, mm-hmm. and he has more of a prestigious vibe about him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I really believe that.
It's okay.
I thought his show on Netflix was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought his stand-up is just more evolved than mine is. I just admit that. He beat me up. What's so funny?
Evolved stand-up? Come on.
Yeah, it's evolved.
He does Randy!
I know. And then he... All right, George, let's not get on somebody's shit list here.
Can you imagine fucking... You get a text from Aziz that's like, hey, what's up with that guy fucking shitting on me with a white hat on your show?
Yeah. So, you know, what do you think?
Look, I don't know him. I, in fact, have never... I don't know anything about him. I genuinely don't. I've never seen him, really.
Mm.
Like, I know his show.
Yeah.
I know he's a comedian.
Yeah.
I've never seen his specials. I've never seen a set.
Mm.
But I know him super well from parks, and you see him everywhere. But I also think... He is at a place where you're at a place where that club should not bump you for him.
Recently did some favors for the club, right?
Right.
Like our Bad Friends Netflix show that we're doing, Bad Friends and Friends.
I don't even know when we're doing
it. Netflix is doing a comedy festival in LA, and Andrew and I just agreed with it. We didn't want to do it at first.
I still don't want to do it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But we're doing it.
I guess
for the club. So I felt like after I fucking did that, right, then these are...
Then you don't get bumped. You're on the...
At least for one time.
On the no bump list.
Yeah.
I'm on the bump list.
Would you be on the bump list?
I get bumped still. I get bumped.
Oh, I'm on the bump. Yeah, being bumped. There should be another list.
Who can get bumped?
People that can get bumped.
I'm on that list.
I'm on that list.
I'm getting
I'm bumped. 80th, though. I don't think I'm in the top.
No, you're not one of the first guys to get bumped.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're on the bump list.
I'm definitely on the bump list.
And that being said, Aziz came through and was like, whoa, Bobby. And then he bumped you.
Yeah,
he saw you on the list.
He's on the bump list. Yeah.
He saw that you're somewhere on it, even though you're at the tail end of it.
Yeah, so we should have... you know, a clear-cut list. I want people listening right now to see if I'm, you know what I mean?
On the do you think Bobby...
No, that I'm, like, maybe exaggerating or
I think you're
acting
balanced.
Like a little bitch about it.
What do you... Carlos is begging to say
something. Honestly, Carlos...
There is one thing Bobby's leaving out of the story. Because I was there with Bobby when this happened.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were there. You were there. Yeah.
So, Comedy Store management, maybe 3 minutes in, goes, Bobby, do you want me to go talk to Aziz... Like, they're about to handle the whole situation, and Bobby just yells out, no.
Okay, well, this changes almost everything.
You're about to piss me off right now.
Why?
Because
keep going. Keep going.
All right, so you're about to piss me off right now because she comes up to me.
Mm-hmm.
You were there, right?
I was there, yeah.
And she goes, I'm sorry, but Aziz is going to go up before you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And I had no option there, right? Until, and then I started making a stink a little bit.
Wait, no, I...
Okay, go ahead.
No, this is actually...
All right, go ahead.
I see Aziz
I like this.
Ansari walking into...
You know what? The toupee is really adding to your little arrogance here, man, and your
arrogance,
bravery.
It's just memory.
All right, go ahead.
I'll just say this.
Carl, unbutton one more button just for... Yeah.
Aziz walks into the OR, and I know Bobby's up next, and I look at Bobby to my left, and I go... Like that.
Right.
Before I even turn back around to Bobby, yeah, he's already in the parking lot pissed.
Oh, because I already know what's going to happen.
I know, but he's saying they gave you an out.
No, they didn't. That's not true, Carlos.
Okay.
I go to the parking lot after that, right? Because you do this fucking mime. It was like this.
Yeah, like you're an airplane. Yeah, like,
let's start this war. You're being. So,
was your toupee on last night?
And when
it wasn't
no,
on
it
wasn't.
On. And when you did this, right? Mm-hmm. When I looked at the situation, I knew what was about to happen.
Right.
You just kind of know. You have a gut feeling about it, right? So instead of like, you know, raging out or just being, you know, because I'm also a kiss ass. So like he was doing this. Aziz would look at me and be like, I would smile at him.
Hey, Aziz.
Hi.
Big fan. Right. I go to the parking lot. Then Jen comes up to me, mm-hmm, right, and says, this is going to happen, right? Then she walks away, right? And now I'm calling in everyone.
Asking for the list.
Yeah.
of people who
yeah, were you there when I...
Yeah, you were all about the list.
Yeah, I was all about the list.
Yeah. That...
Because it was... I thought it was a clever idea.
It is.
Yeah, man. I go, ta-da! We should have a list.
We should have a list.
Yeah, right? And then she comes back and she goes... Because I feel like you or Esther, because Esther was there too... Mm-hmm. Went and said something to her. Because Esther kept saying, I'm going to say something.
Why? Because she was going
to
get bumped too?
No, she was already gone up.
Yeah.
But she was actually trying to defend my honor or whatever.
Was she stoned? Who does she think she is?
Probably.
I know.
Didn't she say that?
I think she did go up and talk to someone.
Yeah, so
it.
Then Jen comes back to me and she's like, do you want me to go stop this? But but now imagine this, right? He is not already told that he's about to go up, mm-hmm, right? Now Jen's going to come back and goes, Bobby's making a stink. I didn't want that.
I don't think she would say it that way. Mm-hmm. I think it would have just been like,
regardless,
hey.
I'm trying to think on the spot here, baby.
Well, can I tell you what you should have done in retrospect?
Okay, go ahead.
For the future?
Yeah.
When they go, he's going to go be like, he can't. I have to go because I've got a thing tonight that I have to go to. I don't have any more time.
That's lying.
And?
That's true. Yeah, lie.
So fuck, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
go, I have to go to a thing.
Or can this be a thing? Just be honest. Go, no, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Right.
Because I have a spot at 10 and I'm going up at 10.
That's my spot. I wanted that to be my spot.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm up at 10 and right. that should be the case. Mm-hmm. You know, and now, you know, you can argue about the validity of like who's more famous or who has more power or mm-hmm. and all that stuff. You know, I'm willing to get into that conversation.
But wielding power is something we're trying to get rid of in Hollywood, aren't we?
Yeah.
So,
and I also want to defend. Can I just defend this?
Interesting, isn't it?
I want to defend this too. Okay. Yeah. When Sebastian Maniscalco calls in, he calls in like everyone else.
He does.
Right? And he gets a spot.
He does.
With his name on. He right? does. Now, there are some comics, right, that don't want to be advertised, but they still want to get a spot so they don't bump people. So they go in with a pseudonym.
Right.
Right?
Mary Jones.
Yeah, a different name,
mm-hmm.
right? And then
Bob Sacamano.
But then some comics decide to just show up.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And do you think, Bobby, given your meteoric rise that you're having as a comedian and a performer, and because I think when you come off of Reservation Dogs, I think you
don't be sarcastic.
I'm not.
Don't be goofy.
I think you're going to be able to bump. And will you bump one day? Because let's be honest. Do you think you're going to bump?
No.
You'll never bump. George is nodding yes.
You think I would?
Oh, for sure. Come
for
on.
Sure. Look at this.
Bro.
So you think you're not a bumper?
Bro, George just really made me mad right now, and I'm trying to be mindful.
Well, give it to him.
All right. You absolutely have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Hit him harder.
You fucking piece of white scumbag.
Give it to
piece
him,
of shit,
dude. Give
right?
it to him and lay into
you
the
Nazi
white stuff.
Fuck. You Nazi fuck.
More white stuff.
All right? You country redneck piece of fucking
I like
cat
that.
Turd
yep.
shitbox.
More.
Right? Your
bigot,
family.
Bigot, racist, bigot.
Yeah, bigot, yeah.
Scumbag.
Yeah. You guys are just like living fucking shitbox.
Plantation owner.
Plantation people.
Keep going.
I don't want to. I feel
uncomfortable. It's enough. No, that's
it's enough.
Yeah.
Right? Uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised.
That's one.
Right. What? No, thank you. for that.
Double circumcised.
Double.
You got rid of more skin?
Okay, I just...
You had that much skin?
Hey, fuckface, listen to me, okay? The reason why Sebastian Maniscalco, right, calls in for a spot is because him and I grew up in the era of not just bumps, but people doing 3 hours, bumping and doing 3 hours before you.
Yeah.
Right? So I witnessed what it does, right? So I'm extremely sensitive about it, right? In fact, I've been in shows where I've went to see somebody and somebody went, hey, can you please go up? You know, when you're at a club and you're just there to hang out.
I need you to go up.
Right? I won't even go up because I don't want to bump anybody.
Have you ever bumped anybody?
No, I haven't. So it's weird that you would even say that I would when there are circumstances where I fucking can do it.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Good.
Would you?
Bump people?
Yeah.
No, but, well.
Let me ask you this, a scenario. You're in La Jolla. Mm-hmm. You're there on a Sunday, mm-hmm. right?
What am I doing down there?
You're there and you're skeet shooting.
Oh, you know me. I'm a big skeet guy.
Yeah, and that's a great skeet community.
Skeet community, right?
Yeah. And you're during the day. Frisbees are going up, right? And you're shooting.
Pull!
Yeah. And I'm pulling.
Yeah.
I'm there with you. Right? And I'm just like, I hate this job. You know what I mean? Why do I have to do this? I don't even have the machine.
Shut up, Wong, and pull.
Yeah. You know what, Bob? We have a podcast. Anyway, right? And then afterwards, you're like, hey, let's work out at the store. It's open mic. And I said to you, yeah, but we didn't call in, man.
Yeah, we don't want to bump the open mics.
Would you or not? Be honest.
If you and I were together, probably.
Me too. Yeah.
Only because we're together.
Yeah, but that's a different scenario entirely.
Right. I think
that's a different scenario entirely.
Case by case.
Yeah, it's case by case.
Case by case.
Yeah.
What, Jay? Put up that thing I sent to you. Yeah, let me see this. Look at this. Is great.
It's Asian Whitney Cummings.
So we've done a lot of stand-up talk on the podcast today, and let me show you something.
Okay.
A new star. Look at me.
Okay.
A new star is about to break into stand-up, and let me tell you.
Yeah.
I bet she's going to be bigger than Bill Burr, bigger than Chris Rock, bigger than Sebastian, bigger than Aziz.
I can't wait.
She will be the biggest stand-up comic. I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Let's do this for announcement.
Comedy. Oh, you're getting into comedy.
Yes.
Are you a stand-up comedy or an actress, comedic actress?
Well, I think I would really appreciate my voice in stand-up comedy, and I'm meeting with Hallie Mandel tomorrow.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you have a first show?
Maybe at some of the festivals coming up. I'm not going to let anything. I want it to be a surprise. I want to have some fun with everyone. But I'm really blessed that I can get over my fear of people that I was having. Mm-hmm. And now I can, like, really tackle that and, like, overcome it and be on stage. So that's, like, I'm just blessed
Who is that?
To be able to do it.
Do you have a set ready?
Hold on.
Or are you just riding it with Howie Mandel?
I'm going to just keep it very teen mom, very mom. I am a mom like none other.
Yep.
So it's not too hard for me to have some fun. And I have ADD. So, you know, I'm usually like the funny one and people make fun of me. So
okay.
It's just easy going, you know. I'm happy with it.
You're going to maybe a little therapy through your experiences through comedy.
Comedic relief is everything that we need.
That's right.
What's your new career steps?
Comedic relief is everything we need right now. You know what? This is my thing. Ukraine and Russia, who gives a fuck?
Who cares?
We need comedic relief.
Ooh.
Yeah, big fucking deal. So this is a woman named Farrah Abraham. She was on Teen Mom. Mm. She was a teen mom. She's notorious. Also, she had a sex tape that went very viral with a guy named James Dean. Right?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
And there are some shots that we didn't need to show.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
We just showed
her sucking
her
the dick.
Open vagina.
Yeah.
But anyway,
funny.
Very funny.
Very funny vagina.
Well, that's her big closer.
It was James Dean, but there's
James Dean is the name of the guy, right?
I know who he is. Yeah. He was accused of sexual assault as well, right?
On her, yeah.
On her and other porn stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's kind of par for the course over there in that world.
But not even in working. Like, he would have sex with people off camera and do weird shit.
Those guys probably think there's cameras all the time, you know?
Maybe.
But anyway, she's going to do stand-up comedy. I got to tell you, I'm calling it right now, calling it on my show. Farrah Abraham, Teen Mom, bigger than any of your favorite comedians right now. We'll be selling out arenas. Fucking words.
I think we should put her on.
On our show.
Our Netflix show.
Let's have her do a set.
The Bad Friends and Friends, and have her do a set. I'm being real.
So am I.
Yeah. But she has to follow us.
I think it'd be tough for us to follow her.
Yeah, so that's why I don't want to follow her.
Let's her have her follow
yeah, so
us.
I want her to close the show.
Because of our insecurities.
It's
about
not a, it's not a, the lineup's easy. It's going to be me, you, Trevor Wallace, Fahim Anwar.
Brian Simpson.
Brian Simpson. Pretty light show.
Hypothetical, Bobby. What if you went to the store next week, or let's say 2 weeks after she had a little time in comedy?
Let me take it
comedy.
From here.
Okay, yeah.
And Farrah Abraham.
Yeah.
The manager of the store comes up to you and says, Bobby, Teen Mom
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Fuck.
You just got the news.
That's what I would do. I'd be like,
oh, you're excited, like you're cheering
no,
her on.
No, I'm about to die.
Oh, you're about to die.
I feel like I'm going to die.
When you die, you're howling like a dog?
Yeah.
So your last days,
yeah.
Do you know who that is, by the way? Teen Mom, the girl from Teen Mom. Did you ever know that show? It was an MTV show.
Honestly, if I hadn't seen the video and they said Sarah Abraham's going to bump you, I would go...
Farrah.
What is her name?
Farrah.
Farrah Abraham?
Am I wrong? Isn't it Farrah?
It's Farrah.
Farrah,
Farrah Abraham's going to bump you. I honestly, I would say, in this way... She was a Teen Mom star, and she did a sex porn tape with James Dean or whatever.
How many followers does she have on Instagram? Because you did say... If the comic is more famous than you, you do kind of make way for them a little bit.
All right.
So Farrah Abraham.
Like 2.9 million.
What is it?
2.9 million.
Bobby. You don't even have a million.
Yeah. What I would say.
I don't know, man.
You know what I would say? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I really want to call Howie Mandel right now.
Call him up.
And go. Yeah, you really going to help her do stand up?
Call him up and let's see. See what he says. Tell him you're on the podcast.
I don't want to. I don't be intrusive.
Just go, hey, we're interested to know what the story is with this girl. She said she's meeting with you. Was it a lie? Maybe she... Oh, look, click on that right there. There he is on TikTok talking to her.
Okay, let's see.
What did he say?
Stand-up comedy before? You announced you want to go into stand-up comedy.
I did it for 5 minutes. He wanted to see the reaction. That's and basically, need. He recorded it and he saw that it was like women standing up, cheering me on, like men laughing. So I was like, even if I fail at comedy, I could be really good at TED Talks. So either way... I'm
it's either stand-up
it.
Comedy or a TED Talk.
Let's get it.
I'd rather her do stand-up comedy. Imagine going to a TED Talk.
I actually would love to see a TED Talk.
You wear dressed nice.
You and I wearing suits to her TED Talk?
Yeah. We're phenomenal. Wearing suits, right? We sit there, right? Mm-hmm. And she comes up. What's the TED Talk about? This is how you suck dick? I mean, what is it? What is it? I mean... You know what I mean?
I will be honest and say she does know a little bit about that.
I know she does. Yeah. And this is
did
what
I
like
watch
to be...
the porn tape?
Did you?
You better believe it.
You guys watched. You know Carlos saw it, without a doubt.
I didn't see it.
Okay, Carlos, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know George saw it. Look at him. You did, didn't you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
anything
of course.
On the internet. As soon as you hear something's on the internet,
you
want to
see
find it.
But
what if she does become one of the funniest people?
No. She will. I called it. She will be the biggest stand-up comic in our game, without a doubt. And then she deserves it. And I, by the way, I can't wait till she bumps us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Play it.
All with Farrah Abraham, tips, tricks, and acronyms for those with disabilities like ADHD.
She's putting on headphones. Study law. Oh, she's going to be a lawyer.
That was 18 weeks ago, though, so she switched
She
to
probably
comedy.
Is no lawyer anymore.
Yeah. No, she probably has a degree now.
She's already got her bar. Yeah, she's passed the bar.
She just started past the bar.
Now, you know, I'm not going to make fun of this girl in the law world because I don't know her intellectual level. I don't know she could be very, very book smart and good at that. However, it does seem like kind of a trend that if you make a sex tape like Kim Kardashian, you got to study law at some point. If you get fucked on camera and it goes viral, you got to study some law.
I think it's... a way to let people think that they are smart.
Maybe she is very smart.
But it just seems like just a reaction, like because people go,
"You're dumb. You do a sex tape," and she's like, "I'll show you.
Yeah,
I'll pass the bar."
Yeah, but then they'll go to like Amazon, get a book,
Bob's Law Class.
Yeah.
That's right off the 101.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? California's bar exam may be largely perceived as the hardest one in the nation. Some other states may pose similar difficulty, but Arkansas also has a grueling two-day test. Would not have predicted Arkansas for sure for having a tough one. It requires you to know several state and local laws in addition to federal ones. So, dude, if she passes the bar here, didn't Kardashian pass it here?
I don't think she's passed yet.
Let's ask. Ask Jeeves. We're sponsored by Ask Jeeves now. Has Kim Kardashian passed the bar?
It's the baby bar.
Reality star Kim Kardashian has passed the baby bar. Required would be California lawyers. Look at that.
Well, her dad was a lawyer.
Right.
And her dad was OJ's lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but that doesn't
mean... That's good. That's hereditary. It's in the genes, baby.
Law's in the genes? Law. It's in the genes.
Well, it's like... I just think that
the intellect must be. She must.
I think it's... I also, listen...
Okay, so like I said, Farrah Abraham, lawyer and... crushing stand-up comedian.
No. What does Farrah Abraham's parents do?
This will Her give dad me a... was a stand-up.
No.
Yeah.
Jimmy Abraham?
Bobby Abraham.
Oh, Bobby Abraham, yeah.
Famous.
Yeah.
What does Farrah's mom, Deborah Danielson, do?
She's a telecom consultant with a company in Nebraska.
Pretty good. Maybe.
Pretty good.
And the dad works for an infrastructure solutions and security solutions.
I bet she could pass the fucking bar.
She could in probably, Austin. Yeah. You're
okay,
right.
And you know what transfers well in comedy?
What?
Intelligence. She's smart. She's going to kill it in comedy.
All right.
Mark my fucking words, pal.
Okay. But I would like to say make a bet for you.
Let's make a bet.
I'll give her a 5-year window.
5 years.
Yeah. That she becomes a regular at any club.
She's not going to do it in 5 years. She's going to get in for a year, kill, and leave on top.
Or so what you're saying is that... within a year, right, at the Improv Laugh Factory Comedy Show, she will be a bona fide regular.
You name it.
All right, so 1 year.
$1,000. $1,000. She'll be the biggest name on all the lineups.
Okay.
Killing it.
All right. You guys saw it?
Mm-hmm. And I'll be texting you, Bob, do you want to go watch Farrah's new 10? She's got a tight 10. And you'll be rolling up to the store to watch. What do you think, Rudy Jules? Am I right on the money?
Is she like... Ali Wong, her comedy? Or is it just...
back up.
What?
Stop.
Stop. We just have to absorb it because that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because...
Ali Wong's not funny?
No, she's
Farrah
very funny.
Farrah Abraham is, when I say 1,000 times funnier than Ali Wong will ever be. Farrah Abraham, in my mind, is already... a fucking shooting star.
Can we see her comedy?
You're not ready for it. Let me say this.
Yeah.
I love Allie. Good friend of mine. Phenomenal joke writer. Couldn't touch Farrah Abraham. Couldn't even come close. And you know it's true.
I think I'm a believer now. I think I'm a believer now. Because you said it.
I converted you.
I just lost the grand.
Grand's gone, baby. Yeah. Venmo me, please. All right. Look, we had so much fun in Austin. I had a great time in Dallas. Thank you guys for coming out and seeing us.
But check out our show at the main room at the Comedy Store.
So we're going to do a show at the main room at the Comedy Store. Do we know the date? We got to figure that out.
It's sometime.
Are you doing another show with Netflix?
No, that's
I'm doing May 7th, downtown the Palace Theater. May 7th, I'm doing my new, I'm doing an hour downtown May 7th in LA. So if you're in LA and you don't come, thanks a lot, is how I feel. And if this works this weekend and you do well, we're hitting the road.
Do well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're hitting the road. In the fall, we're going to be hitting the road. Bad Friends Tour featuring Rudy Jules.
What am I going to do?
Stand up.
Stand up. You know you're doing time in Austin.
No. Yeah. You didn't say anything.
I didn't want to tell you, but you are.
You are.
It's only 1,700 people, so.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. Just 10 minutes. What?
15 is fine. Farrah Abraham wouldn't bat an eye. She would do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not like her.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
you're exactly like her.
Yeah, you're just
you're
like
exactly
her.
Like her.
Yeah.
Can I just do 1 minute?
Three.
3 minutes.
Three is good. We'll write it for you.
Yeah, we'll write it for you. 3 minutes. Like we did last time.
But what if they boo?
They won't.
They won't.
They're going to boo.
No, they're not.
They're not going to boo. Okay. It's going to be completely silent.
And look, even if they do, does this hurt your feelings?
Boo! Yeah.
I think boo is better than silent.
Oh, so
okay, so you want the
boo.
Boos. Mm. Yeah, so you should walk out and go, I'm going to tell some new jokes. I'm brand new to this. And if you don't like them, just boo me.
What if she's on stage? It's so silent, right? Then she starts to cry. But you can hear the tear. That's how quiet it is.
And the tear goes, boo. You're going to be great. All right, thank the fans and let's get out of here.
Okay. Thank you for being a bad friend.